Our gospel reading is from the 12th chapter of Luke, verses 33 and 34. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of the Lord.
Years ago, when you first gave me the privilege to lead at this church, I thought, well, I better brush up on how to lead, gain some leadership skills. So I went and read some books, and I went to some workshops, and you know what? They all said the same thing. They all said, so what is your church about? What is its mission? What are its core values? Some would even say, what was your church's DNA? And at first, I was kind of stumped. I thought, I don't really know. What could I point to? If I asked you, what were the core values of what Trinity is about? I hope many of you could say that, but I think some of you might be stumped too. And I kind of wondered if it wasn't the case of, you know, the fish swimming in the ocean going, where's all the water? You know, just being too close to it to be able to see. So I thought, well, I'm going to start looking around at the church, what we do and why we do it, and see what we're proud of and how we make decisions. And one of the first things that I saw the Trinity was proud of was our annual performance of the Messiah. I thought, that's interesting. I mean, it's been going on here over 85 years. And what struck me about it wasn't just our choir put it on. Rather, our choir invited voices from the community to join them, and then we could offer it as a gift to the community. That's what energized us about that. I thought, there's a good clue. You know, the old church, when we turned it into the community center, there were lots of voices, and they made sense in a way, who said, that's an old building, it's just kind of, you know, seen its day. We should tear that down and build a nice, modern, efficient place that we could use, multi-purpose space. And we decided, no, that's not what our community needs. We have this unique and beautiful place, and we can offer that as a gift to the community. The very fact that we named it the Community Center said something important about what we value, right? And it's been used for all sorts of groups in our community. The same one years ago on 4th Street, we had the old parsonage. And we'd been renting that out, and pretty soon that was getting kind of beyond repair. It wasn't cost effective to repair it, so we decided we had to tear it down. And immediately the city swooped in and said, you need to turn that lot into parking spaces because legally you need more parking spaces for the size of your building. And we thought, no, we didn't need another parking lot. There's plenty. When we have our services, the streets are empty and the parking lots around us are empty. We thought the city needed a nice, lovely space, green space out there at the heart of our town. You see a pattern emerging? There's a giving attitude. We like to benefit others. We like to be outward focused. We like to take care of our own, but we also like to take care of more than that. We want to make a difference. I think we have a generous spirit. This attitude energizes us. It motivates us. It guides our decisions. If you want to get support for something at Trinity, line it up with these key values, and nobody's going to argue with you much. Around Trinity, generosity does change everything. And when we let generosity guide us, we accomplish much. And I think we're at our best as a church. It has always caused us to look around at the needs of our community. You know, years ago, our pastor, Pastor Hendrickson, had a connection. He was on a board, and we had a connection with Manchester House, which is a house down south there, a residency program for young people with challenges in their life. And we went down there for them, and we volunteered there to offer support and care. After a while, a young woman named Carrie Gross, who had a passion for ministry with young people, she came to our attention, and we partnered with her for a while, and she was actively running her Carrie's Kids program here out of Trinity and got much support from us. when she kind of rolled off on her own, then we thought, well, what's the next thing? And we looked for the banquet, and we started on our own. You know, isn't it interesting that at each stage here, there's a progression? At each stage, we've been willing to commit more. We've been willing to involve ourselves more. At no point did Trinity ever say, oh, no, that's enough. We can't do this. We've got to stop. Never. We always dared to do more. That whole spirit affects our church. And examples are just easy to find in all sorts of places. Just this last week, we loaded up a whole flatbed trailer full of boxes, which were full of quilts made by our dear little quilting group. And they were going to be taken to the shipping place where they could go overseas and impact lives. Every year, Gracia looks to gather teachers and nursery workers and confirmation guides. And although it's a little bit of a challenge, it's not a real overwhelming chore for her because our people step forward. We're willing to invest in our kids. And believe me, nothing matters more, speaks more to our kids than adults who are willing to commit time and invest time in them and in their lives. Our musicians, so generous, so faithful, here every week, helping us lead worship and grow and sing praises to God. Our church is debt-free right now. We've done remodeling and we've done important projects in our church, but then once those were achieved, we gave generously in response to capital campaigns so that we don't have to service debt and take that money away. You know, every church gives money which we call benevolences. It's simply a word for we designate a portion of our income to be spent outside of our church. We send it to the synod. We send it to the national church where it gets supports world hunger projects around the globe, or it supports missionaries. Every year, our synod publishes a directory of all the churches in the synod. There's about 170 of them. They also publish in there every year how much each church gives to benevolences. And so every year I go through and I look through there, where's Trinity and how does it compare to every? Every single year we are within the top two or three most generous churches in terms of benevolence in the Synod. I couldn't be more proud. We support seminarians. We support people who feel the calling to be a pastor so that they can go out and fulfill those dreams. Most recently, it's been Mary Lou Ani, Dominic McFall, and right now we've been supporting a young man, Ben Shire, who's at the seminary. The generosity just keeps coming. This last week, I went to our trust fund. We have over $2 million in assets in that because of your generosity. And what does that accomplish? What do we do with the income from that? This past year, we haven't touted this enough, the trust fund wrote grants for over $75,000. What an amazing blessing. These are things that we can accomplish now outside of our budget, the extra things. And it's joyful to be at those meetings because they're not like some trust funds who are like, oh, we got to be careful about the money. There could be a rainy day coming. No, at the last meeting, one of the trust fund members actually said, what are other ways that we can be helping more? Generosity like that changes things. But it's not just me. We put together a little video of the people of our church talking about generosity.
Confirmation been a blessing to you?
Well, it has blessed me because I have been able to come out into the community and help others who really need it.
helped me with being the person I am in the community, and I made a lot of new friends with my group and other people in confirmation.
A giving spirit sets a tone at a church. You know, nobody really wants to be part of a stingy church, do they? Generosity gives meaning, it gives purpose, it gives value, it gives joy to lives, to people. It gives energy, as I call it. Look at the ministries that, some of the premier ministries in our community here, the ones at least that I come across. Ministry on the Margins, Heaven Helpers Soup Cafe, Carrie's Kids, The Banquet. You know, none of those really need to worry about having enough volunteers or enough money because there is energy. People want to be involved. Sure, they have to keep lifting up that we need volunteers, that we need resources, but they come. Because if you allow people to be generous, to actually live out their faith, they will. You know, everyone nowadays worries about the future of the church. All sorts of people are getting rich, writing books on this and giving lectures on what the future holds. So what will the new church look like as some of the older forms are falling away? Is it going to be the mega church model where you have professional production values? Do you need to be ultra-media savvy? Maybe. I don't know. But I can guarantee this. The church of the future will be outward-focused. It will be service-oriented. In a word, the church of the future will be generous, or it will not and should not exist at all. Recently, I got a little statue. Do we got a slide of that? And I bought this because I think this sums up an image of Trinity, an image of the church as a whole. Look, all those little people joined together to carry the cross, the message of the cross, of Christ to the world. United together to bring Christ into this world. That has energy. Generosity is especially important for Trinity right now as it charts a new future. I have no doubt that our core value of generosity is going to continue, but we're going to find new ways of expressing that and living that out. And at this time especially, we need to be generous in our support more than ever. We need your giving to be strong during this time of transition. Two reasons for that. One, as Trinity looks for new leadership, whoever that person is going to be, nothing will be more attractive to the next pastor than knowing that Trinity has a sense of mission and purpose and, yes, generosity. And nothing will make this transition easier for the church leaders and staff during this transition than not having to worry about resources so they can focus on programs and leadership. By the end of the year, Trinity should have a generous surplus. It's a gift that you can give to Trinity's future, and it will impact all of you. Now, I'm not asking for anything new or strange. This is who we already are. In faith, now is the time to grow forward in our mission and trust that generosity will shape our future. And generosity can change everything. Amen.